Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
Spring has officially arrived and things are blooming and blossoming all over the place. What jobs have people got, most important jobs, in the month of September?
Let's start with the obvious ones because the daffodils have been in bloom everywhere and they've been magnificent, but they're going to start to drop off shortly. People need to be aware that when their blooms start to turn over or look awful, the best thing to do is to cut the blooms off. Leave the leaves there. Give the plants a little bit of extra fertilizer at this time. I give mine a bit of sulfate of potash because it's at this time of the year that the bulbs build the new flowers for next year. When the leaves die down, you can take them off. Don't take the leaves off too soon, and you'll get beautiful blooms again next year. In my garden, my daffodils have just about finished, and I'm going to plant poppies so that they cover up the daffodil plants for the time being. And they can die down behind the growing poppy, the poppies. So that's one of the big things I think that people should worry about if they've got daffodils or jonquils growing, same kind of treatment. Citrus trees should be fertilized at this time of the year. You can use ordinary, a good layer of compost or a bag of stable manure or something like that around your citrus trees, and that will ensure that they grow well during the summer and produce lots of fruit. Other things to be planting in the vegetable garden, if you weren't growing broad beans in winter, now's the time to plant them. Things like cabbage, cauliflower, aubergines, and zucchini can be planted at this time of the year. I only ever plant one zucchini plant, and that keeps my family in plenty of zucchinis, and I'm not over stressed by too many zucchinis at once. This is not yet the time to plant your tomatoes if you've got tomato plants growing in preparation for transplanting. Hold on, perhaps until October. Certainly remember that the Botanic Gardens has its tomato plant sale where there are hundreds and hundreds of varieties of tomatoes, and that's something to look forward to later on in the year. So those are, I guess, the main things to be doing in the garden at this time of the year.
General fertilizing, grass and lawns and other things.
Yes, all of that kind of thing, yes. And if you have trouble with moss in your lawn or something like that, good idea to give it a aeration, dig in with a fork and lift it slightly to add a bit of extra capacity for the roots to grow and grow quickly when you drop a bit of fertilizer into your lawn.
John, what events are happening in September that people might like to go to?
Today, Friday the 8th, and tomorrow, the 9th of September, the Hobart Horticultural Society is having its daffodil, camellia, and floral arts show at the Hobart Town Hall. It's always a spectacular show. So if you've got time, they open at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So anytime this afternoon and tomorrow is a good time to drop in there. It's a free entry. And you can wander around and see the best of people's daffodils and camellias. Later in the month, the Tasmanian Orchid Society has its show, and that's also in the town hall, and that's right at the end of the month. And it runs from the 28th through to and including the 1st of October. And really, that's also a very special opportunity to look at the best of orchids that are that can be grown around Hobart suburbs. So I'd seriously recommend that.
Thanks, John. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.